listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Jesus, joy of loving hearts, thou fount of life, thou light of men, from fullest bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. Thy truth unchanged has ever stood, thou savest those that on thee call, to them that seek thee, thou art good, to them that find thee, all in all. Today from Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning to read at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give to every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on the eggs and hatcheth them not, So he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning of the place of our sanctuary. The hope of Israel. All that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me, it shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hasted from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Let's seek God's face in prayer, praying that we'll understand these words rightly, praying that they will be true for us in the right way today, in both repentance and faith. And it might lead then to a right obedience to God. Our Father, we give thanks for these words. We give thanks for all of thy word. We give thanks especially for that truth that we could read. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee, and whose hope thou art. We pray, Father, that we might trust in thee now, each one of us. Both to bring thy word, to hear thy word, that thou wilt give thy word to the church, that thou wilt through the church give thy word to the world, to give it to all nations. We pray, Father, that we may not be left with a heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We confess we all begin with that, and we all need a new heart. We all need the new birth from the Holy Spirit. And we pray, Father, for it. And we pray that it might be also given to revive us when we need that. When our heart grows cold, when it comes near again to being deceitful above all things. Even as the church at Laodicea, saying they were rich and in need of nothing, while they were poor and wretched and miserable and naked and blind. Father, thou hast said if judgment must begin at thy house, then what would be the end of those who believe not? And we pray, Father, that we might see these things rightly, both in the church, and that the world might be made to see as well, to hear and to fear and turn unto thee. We pray for these spiritual blessings first. We give thanks for the many natural blessings given to us in many different ways. And we pray for those blessings that are needed by those in sickness, in sorrow, in injury, those in troubled homes, those in hunger, the homeless, the war-torn lands. We pray, Father, for thy mercy on them through Christ. Amen. As we look again at God's Word, yes, it is God's Word, the eternal God, the God who changes not, that gives these words through the pen of Jeremiah, and though given them to the people amongst whom he dwelt first, especially those words in the ninth verse are equally true for us today. True for every man, every woman, every child in all of the earth and in all time. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. God was doing that to these people, and he was about to do it even in a greater, more complete way in the days ahead. At times he does this, and at times he brings his people to revival, and at times he calls people out of darkness into his marvelous light. But here, these people were dealt with and would be dealt, for the most part, in justice. As we read, according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. These people were deceitful. They did not believe their sin as God described it. They believed they had a right relationship with God when they had left the only true God. They had worshipped idols. They had been disobedient in many different ways. and everyone from the least to the greatest was guilty. But here, they would continue, and here God tells them, and he says, I, the Lord, search the heart. This is not something that's just true here at this time for this particular generation or this particular culture. As I said, it is true for all of mankind. It was true beginning with Adam, who showed that deceitfulness. When God asked him if he had eaten of the tree whereof he forbid, he didn't give a straightforth answer. He said, the woman whom thou gavest me. God, as were, was as well to blame. He gave the woman to Adam, and she gave to him, and he did eat. That deceitfulness began with Adam, dead in sin. Sinful, but not knowing it. That's what the deceitful heart is, and that's what it does. We can go back to an earlier time, and the time after God had made the world for a number of years, a great number of years, a great many people on the earth, and the earth was then, as God described it, filled with violence. And this is what he stated. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Listen to that. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Nothing good, and at all times. That was God's declaration. That was God's description, that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And God was grieved that he made man. He says, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. And God sent the flood, and only Noah and his sons and their wives were saved. Yes, it was there at that time. It was there at Jeremiah's time. It is there today. This deceitful heart, what did the Lord Jesus say about it? What does it produce? Listen, as the Lord Jesus states it, and as Matthew records it. He records seven different sins coming out of the heart. These are the words of the Lord Jesus. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. These seven mentioned here. Then the Lord Jesus also was recorded by Matthew as stating this. Sometimes he stated these things in one place, sometimes in another. Sometimes with less words, sometimes with more words. And when Mark records it, he describes 13 sins mentioned by the Lord Jesus. For from within, out of the heart, men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. Amongst these different sins mentioned here by the Lord Jesus, one of them is deceit. It's a sin. To lie, to be deceitful, is sin. We are to be truthful. And when we are not, it is deceit. Trying to fool God. Trying to fool others. Sadly, we even try to fool ourselves. All out of the heart. The heart of which God said, out of the heart are the issues of life. Yes, it is not only there, but the psalmist also spoke of it. In Psalm 14, they are all gone aside. They are together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. The third verse as well, there is none that doeth good, Both verse 1 and 3 tell us that same thing. None that do good. All evil. Nobody. Nothing. We like to tell ourselves that we do well. Different times I've asked people, what is your relationship with the Lord? Oh, it's good. And ask them to give a basis for it. Well, they just think they're doing all right. None of us do good. We don't begin that way. We begin by recognizing that our heart is deceitful. We begin by submitting to God in that, and that we need a new heart, a new spirit, a new life, all from God, all through Christ. Yes, we deceive ourselves as well as try to deceive God. And not only deceiving, but as Paul speaks of it, opposing ourselves, opposing our own good, especially by not obeying and then not repenting, not agreeing with God that we have sinned, not agreeing with God that the heart is deceitful above all things, deceitful in everything we think, speak, and do. Oh, how we need to change our thinking. How we need to begin to think according to the Word of God. That Word which is a light on our path, which shows the straight and narrow way, the new way, the living way, and shows as well our old way by these words that God gives to describe us, our heart being deceitful. Every imagination of the heart evil continually. And out of all these different sins that come from one place, out of the heart, that's where they are first. That's where they conceive sin. That's where it is, we might say, that's where it's hatched. It's there, we think it, we may speak it, and we may do it. All coming out of the heart. We need to agree with God in it. And we need to then come to that recognition that what God says about us is true. If these people had earlier, Jeremiah had still said, God saying through Jeremiah, if you return, you will not remove out of the land. But now it was getting too late. Now it was getting where there was no remedy. Now they were no longer believing it at all. And God even went so far as to say, don't pray for this people. And he said, cursed is he that leaneth on the arm of flesh. And they were leaning on their own flesh. And of course, the flesh of others as well that spoke to each other and said, peace, peace, when there was no peace. This is what needs to be recognized. Recognize the word of God. No deceit in that word. All truth. Only truth. Oh, how easy it is for people to say, well, the word of God is just the word of different men, not privately, not a private interpretation. It is as God gave it to each one that wrote it. Here, this writer happens to be Jeremiah, but he speaks no different than Moses did when he wrote the book of Genesis, no different than the Lord Jesus did later when Matthew wrote his words and Mark wrote his words. Out of the heart cometh all these things, including deceit. The thing that we must have for ourself. Yes, ourself first. Christ even went so far as to say, take the beam out of your own eye so you can see clearly, to take the splinter out of another's eye. After that, we can do which God says through the pen of Paul, instructing him and to instruct Timothy. And then, in turn, Timothy could instruct others. He said, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. This is written to Timothy, and it's recorded in the second book of Timothy, the second letter, the second chapter, verse 24, and the verses following. Our only hope is that God will send someone to instruct us, and that God will make those words effectual. If peradventure, God will give them repentance. God will give the change, applying the word, sending the word with power. Without that, we're left captives of the devil, taken captive by him at his will. And we willingly, sadly, we often think of this as needful for others. But again, we must be instructed, every one of us. We must ask, have I been instructed? Have I been brought to repentance? To acknowledge the truth, that the truth will then set us free. That's our only hope. God's truth against our lie and the devil's lie. The truth of my deceitful heart opposes God, my neighbor, myself. Paul writing to Titus stated, to speak evil of no man, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. And then he gives a reason. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived. Yes, deceived and deceiving, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in envy, hateful, and hating one another. That was Paul's confession near the end of his life, writing to Titus, describing him and Titus. We were this. We ourselves were foolish, disobedient, deceived. When Paul writes to Timothy, in the earlier letter, he states, he describes himself as the chief of sinners. And in that light, could say this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Yes, save sinners of whom he was, in his own estimation, the chief. Well, what have we done in the church? Yes, in the pulpit and the pew. Are we like those that the Lord Jesus speaks to when he was here on earth? Recorded in John chapter 8, verse 31. Listen. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him. Yes, that's how John records it. The Lord Jesus spoke of himself, of his being lifted up, basically the gospel. And when they heard these words, they believed on him. Then the Lord Jesus said to those which believed on him, describing them by John through the inspiration of God. He said, those that believe on him, if you continue in my word, they had believed or described as believing, but they had to continue. If you continue in my word, you will be my disciples, learners. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Could we say that today to the many who believe? We could say here, it was to those Jews who believed. Jews, the chosen people. Jews, the people most blessed, having the word of God. The Jews, the Lord Jesus himself, speaking to them here. Could we say the same to all of the church, to the Baptist, to the Catholics, to the Reformed, to the Presbyterian, to the Methodist, all churches having their beginning through history? Yes, the Lord Jesus said to those Jews and all of us who claim to believe, hearing Christ's words, believing on him, have we repented? Have we continued in the word? Have we heard the description not only of Christ, but also of ourself? Ourself having, as Jeremiah stated rightly, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's the heart that begins to believe. Yes, begins to believe. I'm lost because of that heart. I'm apart from God. God is truth, and I'm the liar. I'm the child of Satan. As we'll see a little later in John chapter 8, where Christ speaks of them being children of their father, the devil. Yes, he has in that statement there to them, if you continue in my word, if, only if they did that, would they know the truth. Only if they did that would they be set free. Oh, what a big thing that little if is. If they do not, they would continue to be in bondage, even though they said after the Lord Jesus said that to them, we never were in bondage to any man. There's too many in the church that would say, well, I never knew a time that I was in bondage. I never knew a time that I was lost. I never knew a time that I was a sinner like others. If I had not been born where I was in the Christian home or in the church, then it could have been different. Then it would have been different. Do you think that the heart is less deceitful in the church? What did the Lord Jesus say to those who heard it the best and in many ways knew it the best? He said, you've made void the commandment of God by your tradition, by what you have inserted along with the Word of God, what you have taught. And he went so far as to say, you've made void the commandments of God by your tradition. Yes, Baptists are known for this. Reformed are known for that. The Methodists are known for something else. The Pentecostals tell for something different. Each one has their tradition. Each one is known by something within their church that is different from the rest. Each one may think, well, mine is scriptural. Is it really? Oh, I've heard people say, when you ask them about what they believe, and you tell them it may be tradition, they say, well, if you would have heard my preacher, you would believe it too. When I've asked, well, what did the preacher say? What did he tell you that makes you believe? Oftentimes, they don't know. Well, if you would have heard him, maybe a great pulpiteer. But where's the truth? Christ said, if you continue in my word, the truth will set you free, not the tradition. Continue in my word, God's word. If the word is preached, we must preach it, and those who hear it must know it. Know it to the place where the truth of God's word will set us free. First of all, in repentance, that we have a deceitful heart. A heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Desperate. The imagination of the heart was only evil continually. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. What a hopeless, hopeless people we are. But there is hope in God, who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, believe that God, believe his word, and it will lead you to a right faith and a continuation in his word through Christ.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.